Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
That's it.
Okay.
You?
Nope. I'm not afraid. I haven't really thought, like, yes. I really do find no break with kids really hard.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good afternoon, Hosens. Good evening. Good whatever.
We are in Studio 1A coming at ya while daddy's put the kids to bed.
I know.
It's been a thing. Things have changed, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, did I tell you that bedtime? I openly, successfully sleep trained 4 children. Whatever your views on, that's fine. It's too late now. I've done it, and they seem to have turned out fine. I was the sleep Nazi, really. Like,
yes, you were.
That was 7 to 7, and there was the whole routine, and nothing could change that. And like, if somebody were to ask me to stay, you know, somewhere later, I have to be home for this, right?
Yeah, right.
So, and they've really taken those habits into their life. But in the past week, I am like those people who are like, I can't get my kids to bed. They get rowdy and hyper at bedtime. And I end up yelling at them every night, which I hate because I feel like the last thing I want to do at the end of the day is not yell at them.
Oh.
Because that's a shitty way to go. What if you never wake up?
Is it because they're fighting because they don't want to go to bed?
No, it's not even that. It's just they literally get giddy. And it's definitely, there are 3 boys in a room. And they all say to me, if I had my own room, this wouldn't happen.
Okay, right.
So they're getting giddy. So I was doing things like taking things away.
Okay.
This was not working.
Yeah.
It wasn't incentive enough, so I had to go back to the reward system. So last night, we did the same routine, and I said, I'm going to turn out the lights. And basically, I told them in the day, there will be a surprise for you in the morning if, when we turn out the lights, there is no hyperactivity. And I will stand in the hallway until it's silent.
Oh, shit, it's like camp. Okay.
It is, right? So it worked. Last night. This morning, I gave them a treat, the Cadbury cream egg, each of them. Breakfast.
Where were those? You're hiding those from me.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have those.
No, I went to get them.
Today?
Yeah. This morning.
Okay, got it.
And that's when I got our lunch.
Got it.
So I gave it to them. They're really excited about it. And I was like, this can have, I will give you another huge chocolate icing filled egg tomorrow morning.
That makes me want to gag. Yeah. But you can have it.
Do you like them?
love them.
So does Mark. So they were like, whoa, this is so delicious. I love it. Licking out the icing in the center.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, so good.
So I said, it can happen again.
Like cunnilingus a bit.
Okay. All right. I'm teaching my boys how to cunnilingus.
Kind of.
All right. So I said, the same thing can happen the next day. They're like, how many days are we going to get these big eggs in a row? I was like, you know what? I'm retraining you. Now, the problem is it's Mark tonight because we're right here together. And it's Mark tomorrow night. So I reiterated.
What time are they supposed to be in bed at?
Okay. So at 8 o'clock, they start watching Ellen's Game of Games. At 8:30, because we fast forward. At 8:30, they go upstairs, brush their teeth, and they read. Until about 9:50.
9:50?
8:50, sorry.
What?
Sorry, 8:50. And then we put on the sleep app.
Yep.
And then that's at 9 o'clock. By 9 o'clock, last night it was 8:54. Oh, yeah, I'm watching. Lights out. Silence.
What about the baby?
Yeah, him too. It's really, I felt it because I was in the room for a minute. It was very hard for them. But it's a habit that needs to be broken.
Yeah.
And these things, if you're consistent, they work.
I think with COVID-19, COVID-19 right now, this is basically where we're at. I'm trying to distinguish between weekdays and weekends.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like...
ongoing everything day.
Yeah. Just so there's I think it's important for my family.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely not a vacation. Because, I mean, we've lost so many days to schools. And, I mean, to strikes. And so it's like...
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
What are the fucking chances that before COVID, they were home?
Oh, so much. Oh, my kids are so behind. Not that it matters, but all of their friends are doing schoolwork. And, you know, there's a direct correlation in my children for two of them. And actually, I can see it with academics and confidence. And I thought that one wasn't, I thought Olivia didn't have that feature. But today when she sat down and couldn't do the first level of grade 5 math, it was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? And I was like, ooh, we're back to where we were. When I remember when she was doing well, when we were doing it all the time, she was like, can I go back again? And I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're feeling, because all of our friends are like, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. So anyways, I think that I'm just trying to make it so it's like,
yeah.
So Wednesday.
Well, our daughters did my daughter's lesson together yesterday. So they sat there and they did the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Well, and Olivia was dying that Taylor didn't know simple English words like shapes. And she's like, how do you not know that? And of course, Taylor knows it in French. And then she finally got a long division and they were excited.
Yeah, no, it's
Anyways. But now here's the really hard part.
Go ahead, Millie.
That, you know, and guys, we're
obviously. I mean, it's only April.
Stop. Is that what's really hard right now that I realize more than ever is that, and I was talking to my cousin yesterday, is that the school curriculum is going to start on Monday. There are so many families that don't have an iPad or a computer.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean, they don't even have a meal.
Yeah.
So how is this going to be fair to them?
It's not.
Well, that's not fair.
No, nothing's fair. Right? See, one's really thought this through.
No, you're right. No one's thought through because I almost feel like at this point.
Fuck it. Just fail. Everyone to fail a year. You're done.
Exactly. It's almost like the parents and the teachers together should decide, do you want them to be held back? Mm. They won't be the only ones. There will be lots.
No, it should be everybody. You keep everybody. You can't just keep some back.
Okay. So everybody. We all do it one more year.
It's a redo.
Yes.
It's a redo. Everyone just like.
I'm totally down for that.
Like, let's just call it a redo.
And if kids want to learn and they have apps, they can. Or if somehow we can get some, workbooks dropped off to people who don't have computers. They can do it if they want.
Yeah.
But they don't have to. Like, it's just not going to be fair.
So I'll tell you honestly, sometimes when people tell me the news, it's like I can't comprehend it. It's almost like it doesn't go in my brain. And I'm like, I don't really believe it. I feel like this is all fake. Like, I'm kind of like, this isn't really real. Like,
Absolutely. None
of this is real.
Yeah.
And then the next part of me is like, literally a day at a time. Like, right now is a moment. And I can't even imagine with the people with, like, wavering mental health issues. Because, like, we're very positive people.
Yeah.
And, like, I am, like, one foot in front of the other. Like, one, I joke, like, that this is funny and like, ha, ha, ha. But I'm like, motherfucking shit. Yeah. This fucking sucks.
It's just kind of scary because we don't know the end. You know, it's the hard part because it's overwhelming. I thought it was the dawning of the angel Aquarius.
I don't know that one. But you know, here's the thing, guys. All of us are in this together.
Yeah.
And if there's any comfort in that,
yeah,
there should be. And in another time, in another place, if it was like you get a four, this is retirement, basically. You're not allowed to leave your house. So think about how you like it. And if you don't like
it. Oh my God, I am never retiring.
I know. Just think about it. That's what it is. Because you have nothing to do. So really think about this is a good time to think about your long-term life plan.
I am. And I've thought about it a little bit in the past 30 seconds, yes, 10 seconds that you said that.
But you know what I'm saying.
I think you need like a hobby farm.
Yes. I don't like farms, but.
I think your mom would love a hobby. She should grow gardens.
So money's a problem, right? Like you have to.
Right. To get hobby farm.
You have to get money. But I just think that a lot of people don't think much past the today. And this is literally retirement for many, many people.
It is. But the thing is that both your mom and my mom are retired, and I definitely sense, and they're happily retired and busy.
Yes.
And this feels very different for them. But I think it's also because when you're older and you don't get to see your family as much, you're seeing the time. Like, that's why my mom was so upset.
Yeah, the time has passed. You're like, I don't have a lot of fucking time here, people. Yeah. Can we, like, speed this COVID? Yeah, no, it's
speed this COVID up.
Shit up. Like, this is not okay. I'm just dropping my keys, but... Yeah, no, I really think that it is, if you're sitting there and you're like in a crux or in a moment or like having a hard time, it is a great time to envision long-term what you want your future to be, mm-hmm, and how you want it to look. And really, it's like, this is the ultimate truth test for positivity and optimism. And you have to really, sorry, my keys. I'm just going to be honest because it's our podcast. The hardest thing I'm struggling with right now is, you and I need to be together. Like,
we can't let this go under for not only us, but for everybody. Not even us, our team, and the community that we've built that lean on us.
So I'm like, but we're also so afraid that someone's going to call, like,
and make an example of us and say these two people are not, they're not properly isolating, even though we've been together every single week. We go home to sleep in our beds because we don't have enough beds in one house. We would love to be living together, but we just don't have enough rooms.
And then we were thinking of moving away, and then we hear all this
backlash of people in New York City, big families that have to leave because they need outdoor space.
Which never even dawned on me to begin with, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's such a catch-22. Anyways, it's a very complicated time, but I think that we will figure it out slowly but surely and one day at a time, and we're not going to grocery. Like, the hard thing I'm struggling with is that if we're not going into the community, right? Like, we go for walks, but we stay 6 feet away.
Yeah.
If we're not going to grocery stores, like, which people who are out of COVID can still go and do.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Who's out of COVID?
Like, if you've had it and then you can go out after 14 days, or if you come home from.
Is that true?
Yeah. Like, if you come home, you can go to a grocery store.
Oh, you can go to a grocery store. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, how do we, like, if we're not going, if we're staying in our bubble, everyone says stay in your bubble, what's the problem?
I know. That's really hard for us. And I know some of you guys will say, none of this matters. You know, you are an example. You are leaders. You are, you know, but this is of our cult. But this is literally the way that we have to provide content for you guys. We have to provide like interesting things and fun things.
I know. And I think all of you business owners out there and moms, you know, I think finding the positivity and the light is like, I think it is something that people, like, you know, we're starting this mentorship program. And the reason, okay, first of all, I feel like everyone right when this happened fucking scrambled, right? Like, the rug was pulled out from underneath them and they're like, 2 weeks, we'll be back to normal. Like, let's just put this on pause. And now everyone's like, uh-oh, it might be longer. And so everyone was like really like reacting, like you saw Instagram lives every day and you saw Facebook lives every day and you saw like literally like, you know what, and we're like, wait a minute, people, you're in our fucking world. What's going, this is the dark side. You're not allowed in here. Go back to mainstream. Go back. This is our, but you know, we felt like you could see everyone panicking, and it's a really bad decision to make any decisions when it's a time like that, including fucking moving your family somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a time to sit. I really think that it is truly a time to, I don't know, like, just take a breath. take a minute.
You know, here, I just two things. Number one, our mentorship program, what's really exciting about it is that we found a bunch of women to work that have businesses that they want to grow, and they know that we have the some of the expertise that can help them grow on a limited budget, like the way we did it. And when we opened up this group and we're all meeting each other, I just like, you know, there's just so many they're so excited to be there. They're so thankful to be there. They're excited because they obviously believe in their business and they're getting ready to amp it up. So that's kind of like a really positive energy too. You know, my husband said something. He was like, imagine one of these entrepreneurs ends up being like, you know, their product being like Spanx, and you guys have been their mentors, and then you invest in their company.
Okay.
I was like, it absolutely could be. Any yes. of these people could be the next huge thing. And if they were to exceed us and we had the opportunity to invest in them, we would be so happy for them.
Yes, 100%.
And that's what we want from these people. We want them to get that break.
Yeah, we want them to be huge.
Yeah.
We want them to be massive and be like, wow, I just needed this one little thing. Yeah, and I think it's a time to either reflect and realize, like, you know, this is my new normal. And for the time being, like, we're looking at a long-term haul. And I think people need to grieve over what was, which mm-hmm. was the 2 weeks everyone thought mm-hmm. it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And once you're over that grief, then you begin to be like, okay, now I have to make do of what my reality is. And remember one thing, human beings are like the most resilient people in the mm-hmm. whole entire world. Mm-hmm. And with the reason.
Wait, didn't you say that we're the most resilient human beings in the whole entire world?
Right. I've like had that. A glass of wine. We're the most resilient. We're the most resilient
animals.
Creatures.
Okay, creatures. Good.
Species.
Species. Perfect.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we figured out blowjobs. I don't know any other animal that does blowjobs. That's super weird.
Oh my God, you're right.
You know what I mean?
And the history of evolution, all of that. Like, think how far we've come.
Yeah, exactly. So this is like a small blip in the radar, and we will one day say, do you remember when?
I know.
Like, and everyone says it's going to get worse before it gets better. I believe we're one day closer to being better.
Yeah, we're one day closer to being better, and there's something we know for sure. It's going to end.
Yes.
And yes, one day past is a day closer to when we're being out. And you know, I was in my bath, and I was thinking about when...
Oh, with the kids?
There was some reason I think TJ wasn't in the bath at this time.
He might be getting paid for that. Right, caught it.
I was thinking about how when I was in my early 20s mm-hmm. and I used to go to work, and sometimes I would just like flake out at work on the computer, and I would bring up these spreadsheets, and I had such vision boards, and I literally had my visions were so specific. Like, it was, how old am I going to be when I get pregnant with my first baby? When am I going to deliver? What am I going to name that baby?
Whoa.
And everything. I'm like, what, you know, it was like, it was a schedule, and I would write down places I wanted to go, restaurants I wanted to go to, specific dollar amounts that I wanted to reach in my bank account by a certain time.
What?
Yeah. And I just thought if I keep...
So why don't you do that again?
I know. Okay. So I've been thinking, and I used to love to talk to Mark about it. He's not really interested in this game. Never has been. And I realize that now.
Okay.
All
right. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. He's
I don't
like,
know.
He's like, he can't take his mind to a fictional place.
I like to call it an almost near place.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? A one day place.
Yeah. And if you think about things over and over and over and over again, they do manifest and they do happen. And I did it when I was little too, for random things like my mom meeting a guy and falling in love. I wished it
every
single day.
Where are we going with this?
Is that now is the time that if you want to plan for your future, write it down.
I know. I see that everywhere. And I feel like so many people are just like in mud, and they're like, I think where we will win is because we don't think about much behind. We don't hold on to much in behind. We just think about what's next. And if there's an avenue that's not working, you and I are like, okay, this income stream is potentially gone, on to the next. Mm-hmm. How can we actually switch to the next one so we can keep everybody afloat? And I think that a lot of people are pissed about what was.
I know.
And it's really hard to all of a sudden be like, within like 2 weeks, and be like, okay, now what? And I understand that what we're saying seems so like not wishy-washy. What is it? Like easy for us. Like just go write it down. Write down your five fucking things that you love. And, you know, I think it's more.
You know, it's funny. When I hear other people saying that, it doesn't resonate with me at all. It's
no,
only
me neither.
When I say it myself and do it.
I totally agree.
I guess that's probably part of it.
is that you have to say it yourself.
And you have to say it inside of your head, like, authentically, not because someone told you to do it.
You have to want to do it.
You have to just be like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to write this down. And not just because I should, but because I feel like if I do write it down, or you don't even have to write it down. You can just say it in your head. You don't need a pen and paper for this.
And if you are, I mean, like, if you're out of a job right now, which I think a lot of people are, and you don't know if your industry is going to come back, like, honestly, email the companies that are doing well. Figure them out, because there is a lot of companies that are striving in this and they're growing exponentially. And they might not even know they need you. So it's your time to, like, email. You know, I don't know if we told the story, but we met with our agent who represents us. And we were at WME. We have an agency called WME. And we met with our lead agent, and she represents, like, massive people, okay? So we're having a meeting, and we're just kind of talking about, like, this year, pre-COVID-19. And she goes, you can never email too much, because often we're so inundated and we're so swamped. It's not that we're not thinking of you. It's just whoever is in front of us at that time. And I think that never ends. I don't think that's just that industry. I think that's everywhere.
Absolutely. And I think that in a lot of ways you need to, like, quote unquote, they would say, swallow your pride and don't be embarrassed. But really what you're doing is you're showing whoever you're, like, emailing a million times, I really want this. Because a business owner is going to be like, wait, this person seems like they would do anything to have this. Yep. They would appreciate this job.
And you might not be able to know it inside out. Be like, I will learn. I am a fast learner. I can figure it out. Like, I just think I think that if you are seeing your job and it might not come back, it is a possibility right now for you to, like, think about an industry that you like, and virtual is going to be huge. I'm not even sure. I think my opinion is we are about to fundamentally change the way we do everything. Mm-hmm. And online shopping's going to never, like, the people who were like, I'm never going to put my credit card on the computer have no option.
Yeah. People who are like, I don't know how to FaceTime. I don't know how to Zoom. I don't know how to do it. Yeah. It's really,
I think it's truly going to revolutionize an entire way of doing.
And business is going to save so much time and money from their stupid in-person
meetings. We've been telling them
for
fucking ever. Oh,
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
What did you find on Instagram?
Well, I was just seeing how, you know, there are times where you can help out, you can do what you can. And one of the things that we were so amazed by was a woman entrepreneur that we've known for a really long time. And she decided to take the resources that she had, the manufacturing capabilities, to actually turn her company that makes merchant clothing, textiles, and changed everything to make it into making masks. So when we saw this, we were like, how can we help? And so for our late night live, every ticket that's bought donates a mask. And she posted this, appreciate so much. And they delivered masks to a resource center for young parent and parenting women, which is a shelter. And these women needed it so much. And they got delivered just like that. And that's so amazing.
And we're going to keep donating, keep buying tickets at catnat.ca, and we'll keep donating. Because honestly,
it's like so awesome. Like, they were made, they were sent to where they needed immediately. It's like an immediate gratification for everyone, and that you can help out.
Do you have any fears for COVID-19?
Do I have any fears for COVID-19?
Like, are you like,
okay, personal?
I texted her and any news, and she's like, no, but this whole thing's really stressing me out.
Okay. Personal fears? I'm afraid of other people and everything that they're going through. Yes. For my personal self, I don't really have, I feel like my fears are so trivial compared to other people's fears. So I should fear nothing because I'm in such a safe place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, am I scared of, no, I'm not. I mean, the worst that could happen is someone I know dies.
Right.
Like somebody older.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
You?
I'm not afraid. I haven't really thought, I feel like I'm more, I don't like the unknown of jobs and of mm-hmm. I don't like this feeling of locked. I hate feeling locked mm-hmm. down. I hate the feeling of day in and day out. Yes. I really do find no break with kids really hard. Like, I find it very, very, our kids they're not independent. They're not independent and they don't want to be away from us. Like, I find that really hard. Like, all day I feel like, and at the end of the day, I'm like, God damn it. Like, it's like, I don't want to feel like that. I hate the feeling of being like, I actually need a break from you. I don't like that feeling.
Can I be honest? And this might have a lot of people's situation is even worse than yours, but the setup of your house is not ideal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's no break.
I mean, it's a great house. It's a beautiful house. Everybody knows it's gorgeous. But
they have an amazing basement they won't go to.
I know.
But my husband's like, I'll set them up a gaming room in the other room so he can go game and she can watch YouTube. Oh,
perfect.
And
I love that.
But it's like they don't want to leave me.
But I know.
They don't want to go to their rooms.
Open concept. You know, I think everyone who's redoing their homes or buying new homes after COVID is going to rethink open concept.
Right.
You know, open concept is there's nowhere to go.
Nowhere. No. There's not even a back, they go in the backyard, but they want me to go with them. They want me to put them to bed. I was with you all day.
I made a huge mistake this morning going on that trampoline with TJ.
Because now they want you all to go on the trampoline.
Of course.
Yeah.
I said it was a one-time thing. I just wanted to see if the trampoline was in good shape.
Yeah, no, I really, that's the only thing. And I love that they want me. Listen, I love it. It's just the overwhelming sensation of them is like, oh, I wake up and I'm like, see you tomorrow night. See you tomorrow. I know, wake I up, know. Go to bed. See you tomorrow.
The monotony is crazy.
Yeah, and I don't do well with you, and I don't do well with monotony.
We have been living these past few years the most spontaneous. Oh, like
it's like I feel like it was such, I feel like they personally punished us. Really,
you two girls are having too much of a time.
I feel like I started COVID-19 because it is so weird. The entire week before we got grounded, I was like, Natalie, I kept looking at you. I knew it was coming, so I kept saying it to you, but I've never been like that before in my life. And I said it to you every time. I was like, can you believe this? Every day. You fucking did it. It was me. Sorry, everybody. Sorry about that.
Oh my God. No.
Sorry about
that. I didn't realize the reality of COVID was that people actually ate bats. I didn't know that was real.
Yes. Okay. Raw bats.
No, like I heard it was a theory, whatever. But then when I heard an expert saying, here's what happened. These people.
And it's back up. The fucking market's back up.
So
it's alive again. So they can eat snakes and things.
So wait, hold on. Because a guy
ate a bat.
At least it was probably more than one guy. So it's not all in one guy. But they were eating fucking bats, which you're not supposed to eat bats in the wild. They're in fucking caves. They don't want to be around you. And you take them to an open market and people eat bats. And this is where it all fucking started.
Raw bats.
Did the guy pardon?
Yeah, raw bats.
So gross.
If you cook a bat, probably the disease is going to go away.
Oh my God, bats are so gross. Is it the wing? Like, their bodies are so small.
Well, I mean, we could Google it.
Like, what? It would be really worth it? Like, I understand a cow.
Eat vagina, so riddle me that. I bet a UFO, a bat's like, ew, you eat vagina and suck a dick.
No, but
Yeah, totally. They're like stupid humans.
But
we eat, you know what's
I
weird?
I understand it's a cow because it's big.
Oh my God, it's like I'm a carnivore. No, you're like a cannibal if you eat veg. You are.
I'm going to arrest you if you try to go down there. You are a cannibal.
Cannibal. Yeah. You're not a cannonball.
Hey, yeah.
You're a cannibal.
Yeah.
And blowjobs, cannibalism.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter.
One step away from eating a human. It's weird. If you like that, you're probably a cannibal. Really.
People who give oral sex are cannibals. It's a new rule. Yeah, take that to the pot bank and smoke it.
Just think about
that
this.
To your put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Just think about this for a second. People who we're all like, ooh, they're eating bats.
They're not actually eating it. They're licking it and sucking it. Still disgusting.
I don't want to hear you talk about that. Shut your mouth. That's so rude.
Shut your mouth.
That's so gross. Ew.
Anyways.
Ew. Did you just say that? Ew.
Well, I'm not munching on dick. I'm really bad at it.
You said eating it.
No, I said licking it and sucking it.
You know what? I'm never leaving the car.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to recline this Hyundai Palisade and go to
sleep.
Let's
get some sleeping bag and like a big duvet.
I'm not joking.
Like a weighted blanket?
Yeah, I have one.
I know. You know, when I left the kids tonight.
Mom,
are you going to be here when we go to sleep?
I know.
Why do you have to leave? And they're grabbing onto the front of my shirt.
What? It's not normal. This is not, they're cannibals too. Kids are fucking cannibals.
So, you know, but what I really want to know is what is it like for the moms who went to work, you know, they dropped off at daycare in the morning. They go to work all day and then they come home, they feed dinner and it's like basically like 7:30, 8 o'clock bedtime.
How are they handling it? I don't know. How do they like it?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, you do. You know a lot of working moms.
Okay, that's true. Well, one of them has her nanny.
Yeah.
Two of them have her nanny. One of the nannies moved in.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them doesn't have her kids because they're with the dad.
Forever?
Well, they were supposed to swap and he's like, I'll take them both. So we have one with no kids, two with nannies, one with one kid.
Oh.
Another with one kid.
I mean, I think one kid's harder, to be honest with you.
Oh my gosh, especially in self-isolation court. Oh my. Mm-hmm. Oh my, and one doesn't have kids. She just has a girlfriend.
Well,
she's winning.
Is she enjoying this?
You know, last night she said she drank a fancy bottle of wine and her girlfriend is a a bartender, by the way. She's on Instagram. She makes the most amazing cocktails.
Where we need a lover like this. Where have you been my whole
life? We tell her all the time, you are the only one who fucking got this right.
Yeah.
A woman.
After men for years, she's like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm getting a woman who makes me cocktails.
I know.
And yeah, she's not a cannibal, I bet.
No, she's definitely a cannibal.
I know. I was just pretending no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
It would be so amazing if they were non-sexual, like, girlfriends.
Well, all those, you see those ladies, the grandmas moved in together.
The grandmas moved in together, and then there's that community somewhere in China. I wonder how they're doing that built this, they took all their savings, they had millions of dollars, and they built this, like, oasis to all grow old together. You saw that link?
No.
Oh, God. Well, they were, like, really amazing designers and architects. They were
what
all.
What are we going to do?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Uh-huh. I just want to move away, but now you can't even move away. You're shamed to move away. I just want to move to like Lake Ontario.
I know. You know, I was going for a walk and I saw
What if you get a boat?
Well, you don't want a boat. No, right. Then everyone got boats. COVID.
Right.
There was a nanny that was babysitting someone's dog while they were away and they came back for March break. The nanny's stuck here. She lives in Germany.
Oh, where's she going to live?
She's living with them. She was just coming for a visit to babysit their dog while they were in Florida. And I saw her. I'm like, you're still here? She's like, yeah, I mean, I was supposed to leave. But then there are emergency flights that go out like once a week. This is her German accent. It sounds a bit French to me. But
yes.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God. But she was jumping on the trampoline with the kids. I mean, I was like, you are trapped. Trapped.
For months.
But I guess because she could always go home. They'll always send you home, right? But I guess after a certain point, they'll be like, dude, you stayed.
Give me some more wine.
Yes.
You know,
this is the best night of my life.
Here's the thing, friends.
And we have Late Night Live tomorrow night. This is the best week of my life. And Friday night party night.
if you guys are perfect, thank you. If you guys are sitting there and being like, I want someone to drink wine with, you're going to turn this podcast on. You're going to get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you are.
And you're going to listen to it in your car. You're not going to drive.
No.
You're just going to listen to it in your car.
Yes.
And you are going to just take a minute. You're going to relax. You're going to take a deep breath because there's nowhere. You can't control anything right now. Everything is literally out of your control except how you respond to your everyday situation. Now, listen, do I lose my shit sometimes during the day? I lose my patience often in a day. And I ask for them to give me space, but I also understand that this is also not ideal for them. Like, this is not their ideal situation. We're in this together, though. I had these people. I'm stuck with them forever. So I'm going to make the best of the situation.
I've really been thinking about how two might have been better than four.
But
listen, who knew about COVID?
That's what I said to my husband about everything. He's like, we threw that out. Now you bought another one. I'm like, I didn't know COVID was coming because I throw out all my coffee machines because I want my counter to be clean. And then I love Starbucks, but now Starbucks is closed. And now I got another coffee machine. He's like, I just gave that one away.
I gave mine away too.
Three fucking coffee machines. I'm like, who knew about COVID? And then I bought something else. You threw that. Who knew about COVID? I didn't know about COVID. COVID is like my new excuse for everything. Who knew about COVID, Kat? I, not me.
And you know what, guys? If you do want to join a party every single Thursday from now until the unforeseeable future,
yeah,
we will be coming to you live. You can go to katnett.ca and you can buy a ticket and we'll be with you every Thursday. And you can get a gift, the headband if you want. We'll donate a mask. And we are, tomorrow night's actually wedding dress night and people are starting to post pictures.
Shut up.
Here, let me show you. It's a picture of a girl who has her wedding dress. It's all wrinkled
up. I like that we say people, but it's one. But you know what? We're going to go with people.
No, there was more. She goes ready for tomorrow night and she has her veil and her dress ready to wear.
I am so excited that we get to do this. And I have to tell you, if you are in a business crisis right now and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to go and you don't know how to handle your next steps, I want to encourage you to do two things. Number one, take a deep breath and understand that, yes, it will be different. Number two, that doesn't mean that things need to be over. I mean, for restaurant owners and things like that, I think that this is fucking terrible. But
and you have a couple of restaurant owners in your family.
I sure do. And they are like, and rent in Toronto is so expensive.
Crazy.
Like, it's so crazy. And I think that if it's your time to, like, really reflect on what you like about your, if you have one piece of homework to do about your business, are you ready? Reflect on what you love about your business. Reflect on what's really hard about your business and reflect on if you could, can you do it virtually, yay or nay? And then really just think about those three things. And then we'll talk about what your options are. But like, I think that
my daughter was trying to explain to her, you know, why I have to work on my phone, yada, yada, yada. Luckily, a business opportunity came into the phone while we were having a discussion, which was really great because I could show her.
Right.
This actually, I'm not just playing on my phone. Anyways, she goes, well, you're really lucky because you work from home, so you don't have to pay for the rent at an office.
So it clicked for her in grade six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you guys have like just something, if you want to be proactive, because I think when everyone's in a crisis, that sometimes it feels good to have something to work on and have some control. Think about that. And if your virtual is like a hard no, think about ways that you will be able to, when things come back up, what you can do to understand the virtual world more. Because
yeah, and my husband was saying also, people are going to realize in large office spaces that actually they could spend less on real estate, get a smaller place and have a ton of those people working from. Not everybody has to work in the office usually.
Yeah, no. And this is amazing for moms, you guys. This is amazing. Like, if there's going to be positives, here's what it's going to be. That people can now maybe spend more family time at home and less commuting. Like, that will be an amazing benefit from it.
Number two. It will be. You mean, you'll need to get the fuck away for
But then you'll have the option.
Yes.
You're building a path for the younger generation that possibly there's going to be a place where you can have a family. Number two, possibly that we will have more flexibility in terms of where and how we work, which means, yes, I know we just said that in terms of community and a space, but maybe there's ways that you can work that you never knew.
Yes.
And, which means like maybe there's jobs that are going to open up that were never a possibility before.
Yeah.
So the receptionist is now in charge of like an entire web form. Like, who knows? It's just you could be an expert in a field that nobody even knows about. Because they don't know it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something, the heads of every fucking company right now are probably illiterate virtually.
I know.
And are probably having people to have to do everything for them.
I know.
And I bet 90% of you, I'm going to say including you, probably don't know how to set up a Zoom call. Like how to actually set one up.
I do.
You do know how to set one up? You know how to join one, but you know how to go from start to finish to Zoom to thing?
Well, yes, I know how to invite people and I know how to get your ID number only because I had to for one of my kids.
Okay, so if you have, do that.
Just, my mom's all friends are doing it now.
Yes, just start that shit. Like, to put your foot into that world. Do a group FaceTime.
By the way, I like the way a group chat goes better in a FaceTime
than
a Zoom.
Me
because
too.
It comes in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it better.
Yeah. So just fuck around on digital media and just try little things. Okay? That's your homework for today.
Da 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 da. Boo! Go find yourself.
We love you guys. Try to stay positive. We will stay positive for you. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Don't get stuck in it. Tomorrow's a new day. The sun will shine. And we're going to get through this.
The sun does shine every day.
In the grand scheme of things, 3 months is not much.
Okay, let's hope it's 3 months.
What do you mean? It's not going to be longer. I mean, listen, how many people are in the world? It's got to be over soon. No, it really does. You know what? I am willing to go.
3 months starting now or 3 months total?
I think it's like June through till July.
Like so April, all of July?
So April, May, June. So 3 months.
So July 1st. We're good to go.
July 1st. Okay, I mean, I don't know if we're good to go, but.
Let's just see.
Oh, this just in. I'm going to have to give my husband a blowjob tonight to get a lapassine.
I love how you knew that word in French.
Lapassine?
Well, I mean, you're saying it kind of
funny. Tell me how to say it.
No, you say it that way.
Lapassine?
Yeah, but.
Lapassine. How do you say
it? How did you know that?
I went to French, babe. Okay. Tell me how you say lapassine.
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 You remember that word.
I need to get a fucking pool now. I said to my husband, now was the time. I don't care if our house isn't finished. Give me a fucking backyard that I can play in. Got it. All right. We're going to bounce. Love you guys. Fuck yourselves. No, don't. But yes. But do. But
if you want to, you can.
Come over to Instagram and follow us. And make sure you leave comments down below.
Bye, Hosens.
Bye, Hosens.